Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 133 for Friday, November 4th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were lower Friday morning following losses in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $5 lower, with the January contract checking in at $509.20 a ton. That's down $4.80. Losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans contributed to the downside in the market. The latest reports from South America suggest soil moisture conditions are favorable for the development of a large soybean crop down there, and that was bearish for canola. The technical bias seems to be pointed lower on the charts. On the other side of the coin, though, a significant portion of the Canadian canola crop is still in the field, and the lateness of the year suggests not all of it will come off in time. World demand for oil seeds is strong. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 cent lower. The January contract was at $9.89 a bushel. There are ideas U.S. exports may slow down in the coming days, although they are currently running 22% above last year's levels. The market could be hit by a string of long liquidation by speculators this weekend, depending on what the U.S. dollar does. The Philippines are reportedly on the hunt for 100,000 tons of soy meal. Corn was 1 cent higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.47 a bushel. The market took strength from strong demand for U.S. corn. South Korea is expected to import nearly 10 million tons of corn in 2016-17. Down in Argentina, corn planting is about 40% finished. Prices on the charts remain locked in a range between $3.40 and $3.60 a bushel. Wheat was a penny stronger, with the most active December contract at $4.13 a bushel. Rain in the U.S. Southern Plains has been beneficial for the development of hard red wheat, and the market has a sideways feel to it. There is speculation prices could soften a bit going forward, though, as there isn't a whole lot of fresh news to get excited about. On the international front, dry conditions in Western Europe have slowed down planting of soft wheat. That's a look at the futures prices from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago for Friday, November 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.